Here is Farewell, written and narrated by Shirley Hyatt. From her book of short stories, 20 Tales with a Twist.
David awoke and reached out a hand to find he was alone. Propping himself up on one elbow, he saw the envelope on his wife's pillow and felt a rush of surprise that immediately turned into worry. Searching his mind, he seemed to remember she'd told him something. Yes? Yes, she'd said she had an appointment of some kind. He couldn't think what it was, but she had left him another note. Another love note. David smiled. Lately, she had gotten into the habit of leaving him little notes. How lucky can you get? He asked himself. He'd surely made the right decision when he'd picked her for a wife. Falling back against the pillow, he put the envelope against his nose. It smelled of her, that fresh, innocent smell he had always loved. Had he ever told her? He couldn't remember. Well, from now on, he would. Putting his finger under the flap, he opened it, took out the folded paper to read, "Dear David, the coffee's on. I'll be back before you know it. Love always, Arlene." David put the note back in the envelope and laid it on the pillow. He got up, pulled on his flannel bathrobe, and slid his long, narrow feet into his comfortable old leather slippers. Following the aroma of coffee, he found himself in the kitchen, where there was a piece of paper propped against a mug. "Darling," he read, "relax and drink your coffee. The sugar is in the white bowl next to your cup. The milk is in the fridge. I'll be back in time to fix breakfast. Love always, Arlene." David thought about it and decided he didn't use milk in his coffee. He poured coffee in the cup and put in 2 heaping spoonfuls of sugar. Then he stood there and wondered what to do next. When nothing came to mind, he sat down and, moving the spoon aside so it didn't poke him in his eye, he took a drink. The door opened and she came in. "Hello, dear," she smiled. "Sorry to be gone so long. I had to see a man about a horse," she laughed as she bent down to kiss his cheek. "Oh, I didn't know you were gone," David said. "I didn't wake the kids. I know they like to sleep in on Sundays." Arlene blinked back the rise of hot tears. "Yes, of course, no need to wake them. Now, let me get breakfast going. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry." "I've eaten," David said, pressing against the table with both hands to get to his feet. "No, darling." She came to him and gently pushed him down on the chair. "You've only had coffee. Sit tight. I thought I'd make us some pancakes. They're your favorite," she smiled. "Do I like pancakes? I thought I liked biscuits and gravy," David said, sitting back and cinching his belt around his slim waist. "Mother should teach you how to make them. She promised she'd teach you to cook, remember?" Arlene put her hand on his cheek. "Of course I remember. But today I plan to make something else. Can I get you some more coffee?" "I don't think there is any. Maybe I should run to the store," David said. "No, you sit there, dear. I'll get some food in you, and then you and I are going to get dressed and go for a drive." Arlene turned away, choking back the emotions that were always threatening to spill out of her. "On a weekday?" David looked up, startled. "Where are we going? I don't want to go to that place with the bad hamburgers. They were no good." "No, we won't go there," Arlene managed to laugh. She remembered that place, and the hamburgers had not been good, but that was over a year ago. "It's a surprise, dear," she said. "Just let me get these pancakes on the griddle." In an effort to keep her true feelings from breaking loose, Arlene conjured up a song. She sang as she broke the eggs, beat the batter, and poured out 2 circles on the hot griddle. She sang as she watched the bubbles break on the surface of pancakes. Flipping them over, she made a great show of putting them on the plates, adding a dab of butter in their centers, drizzling maple syrup on top. Pulling up a chair, she brought her song to an end and sat down next to her husband. "Now then, dig in. They're best when they're hot." She took a large bite. David followed her example, eating with exaggerated interest. "Yum, yum, they are very good today. Better than yesterday." Yesterday, Arlene thought. Yesterday, she had fixed oatmeal and fresh fruit. It had been at least 2 weeks since she'd made pancakes. That was the clear truth. Sadly, David had lost all track of time, along with the order of the important events that had left their mark over their long relationship. It was easier for him to talk about his childhood than to recall what they'd had for dinner the night before. In his mind, people who had been dead for years were brought up in conversation as if he'd seen them an hour ago. It broke her heart to find him looking at her, his head to one side, trying to remember who she was. Yesterday, she had finally made up her mind to take the step she had been dreading. She'd made the appointment, and today she had signed the papers. The people at the facility were so kind, so reassuring. She came away confident that they would do their best to care for him. She knew they could more easily assess his situation and give him the proper medications if they observed him all the time. It wasn't like she was sending him off, never to see him again. She could visit him any time she wanted to, and who knew? Maybe he would actually get better and come home again. It was good to think that way, she decided. Besides, she had to take care of herself and hang on to her own sanity. Everybody said that. But could she go through with it when it came right down to it? Could she just put him in a strange environment and walk away? It was so hard. For a long time, she had been leaving her husband little sticky notes in bright colors, naming everything, cabinet, stove, drawer, closet, etc. She'd written David love notes. She'd sung to him and cuddled him like a cherished pet. She'd watched the man she had adored for over 50 years disappear little by little, until he was almost never able to stay on track for more than a few minutes at a time. Every day, Arlene prayed she would wake up to find him restored, but by now, she knew that was only wishful thinking. Putting on her sunny face, gritting her teeth throughout the day until he fell asleep and she could relax, was leaving her emotionally drained. Every day, she asked herself if she was just being selfish. But fair was fair. Despite all the little games she tried to play with him that were meant to increase his attention span and restore his memory, he was not getting any better. And by now, she was nearly worn out. Finally, breakfast over, he was dressed and secured in the passenger seat of their sedan, his suitcase in the trunk. Arlene gripped the steering wheel and drove as David sat silently, his head turned to look out the window. Arlene couldn't bear the quiet. She began to reminisce. "David, dear, this morning I was thinking back about more than 50 years ago when we stood together shaking in our boots, at least I was, before that judge who had looked us up and down, scolding us with his eyes. He was sure we were too young to know what we were doing, getting married at our age. But we surprised them all and muddled through, didn't we? And after many happy years, we sent our only chick out the door with a big fancy wedding, one that we never had. I know June is happy with her choice, although heaven knows there were times when Tim gave us each pause. He seemed so odd at first." David ran her words around in his head. Who in the world was Tim? And who was June? "Maybe that's where they were going, to meet those people," he concluded. He stared out at the passing scenery, and something clicked in his mind. Turning toward his wife, he put his hand on her arm. "You're doing the right thing, my love. I know where we're going, and I don't want you to worry. I'd do the same if I were in your shoes." Leaning toward him with a smile, she said, "If you were in my shoes..." "I know if I were in your shoes, I'd be crippled in no time. But seriously, my dear, just promise you won't feel guilty and that you'll get on with your life." She pulled the car up in front of a large white building and turned off the motor. Choking back her tears, she reached out to clasp his hand. "Thank you, my darling. I will, I promise." "Now, here we go. I'll get your suitcase," she said, swallowing hard. They went through the double doors where a woman with a friendly face came forward to meet them. "Hello. It's Mr. James, isn't it? David, right?" She extended her hand. "It's so nice to meet you, David. I'm Mrs. Williams. I'll show you to your room where you can put your things, and then we'll take a tour of the facility, all right? Arlene stood in front of her husband, took both his hands in hers, and looked into his eyes. You go with Mrs. Williams, David. It's perfectly all right. I'll come see you later, okay? Give me a kiss, and I'll just say farewell for now. When David didn't respond, Arlene kissed his cheek and, pressing her handkerchief against her mouth, hurried out the door. Who was that woman? David asked, turning to look after her. A very good friend, the woman answered, taking his arm. She'll be back. You'll see her again soon. She seemed very nice, and she's cute, just my type. He grinned, and a twinkle appeared in his eyes. The next time I see her, I might ask her out on a date. The end.